Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is the difference between religion and science. Praying for something that happened doesn't always work, although the religious people will say their prayers came true because people invented artificial limbs. I believe that phrase, God helps those who help themselves. Then again, maybe this is the dumbest tweet of the year an atheist can meme or something. I pray to God to change the past so that kid never lost his hand in the first place, and he would receive a warning before the injury ever happened. Retrocausality. Moving on, Rebecca is pissed off because she's being asked to pay $20 as a donation at a grocery store to end world hunger. Meanwhile, she's hungry and clipping coupons to save 50 cents on a bag of potatoes. Tipping culture has gotten out of hand even in store checkouts. They're now guilty of shaming people to pay up. They want the tax write-off for charitable donations, but they want to use your money to lower their tax liabilities. Number three, here's the insanity between American and Canadian grocery stores. Everything is half the price in America even when you convert the prices into our worthless Canadian dollars. Some people are saying it's not true, and even if it's not Canada as a whole, our per capita is poorer than West Virginia, America's second poorest state. So even if we paid the same prices as Americans for food, or even slightly lower, we would still be getting screwed. Up next, meet Lauren. She's a tall blonde communist that won't date any men that make less than six figures a year. She's spoken like a true communist in favor of redistribution and confiscation of wealth. Women are natural communists, and they've always taken more resources from men throughout history and prehistory and redistributed them to themselves. If we won't give them to women willingly, then they take them through our taxes. This woman proves that she also likes capitalism, but only when it suits her. Having a boyfriend means she's going to seize the means of production. Number five, the real controversy behind the female Gem Hadar character isn't that she's female, but I suspect that she was originally a he grown in a cloning tube and eventually transitioned. Just when you thought you heard it all, now this. I swore off modern Star Trek after the first few episodes of the second season of Discovery. I also enjoyed a third of the episodes of this first season of Strange New Worlds and Picard Season 3. Besides that, I'm done. Moving on, communists and socialists want us to believe that immigrants didn't take our affordable housing away, but rich landlords and greedy politicians did. In reality, socialist politicians flooded our Western countries with immigrants faster than the growth of the housing supply. What do you think is going to happen when you bring in a million people, but you only build housing for 200,000 of them? It's also not immigrants flooding our medical system that are responsible for you dying in the emergency room. Of course immigration is responsible. Number 7, Kelly tells guys to stop asking women for their body counts, and instead try and be man enough so she forgets all the rest. Yeah, she's not going to forget that two-day situationship she had with Chad Roan 10 years ago. No man will ever live up to him. All we want is a woman that will emotionally bond to us. Is that too much to ask? Personally, high notch counts never seem to bother me. It's women showing me a lack of respect or bossing me around that have me walking out the door. Up next, and speaking of notch counts, Ruth says that in 1970, more than 80% of men were married at the age of 30. Today, it's only 23%. Someone gets back to her and says that in 1970, 80% of women were virgins. Today, it's only 0.01%. Ruth is trying to blame men for the fall of marriage. Meanwhile, it's women riding the rooster roller coaster not wanting to settle down yet, which is at least as equally responsible. Number 9, Canadians are dying waiting 5 to 10 hours in emergency rooms and hospitals, so now they're heading to private clinics in Buffalo about an hour and a half away to get MRIs. Because it can take 6 months to a year to get one here, and by then you might have cancer and have it spread everywhere. The wealthy people in the West will be getting healthcare in third world countries in the future, or they'll wait their turn in the West and die waiting in line. Moving on, Zorro's wife passed away and left him with 2 kids, but he found out through DNA tests that they aren't his, and he's wondering what to do. Is there an orphanage nearby? How about finding the real father and dropping off those bastards in a basket on his doorstep? Only a monster would leave those kids, but only an idiot would raise them on his own without trying to find the real father. If that's not possible, then take the kids to live with their parents. Number 11, meet the man who invented Match.com, and then lost his wife to the man that she met on Match.com. Hypergamy never sleeps, and she didn't actually want to sleep with her husband anymore either. On the bright side, at least we know that he builds products that actually work and that help people, just not him. Odds are, though, he's still filthy rich from MakingMatch.com, and now he can smash women 20 years younger than himself. Dating sites were never the problem. It's the apps now wrecking our society. Optics, I was right, people would start getting their piercings and tattoos removed. Brazil's most tattooed man, with over 85% of his body cover, transformed back 10 years later. In a few years, I'm seriously thinking of a tattoo removal parlor. And apparently tattoo removal is more painful than getting the tattoo in the first place. Plus, it costs more than getting it as well. The results look good, but I wonder how much that photo is touched up on the right. Number 13, people are refusing to eat sea bugs as the woke food experiment is over, as Europe's largest insect farm goes bankrupt, even though it got $200 million from the government. So-called elite morons like this really thought that people would stop eating steak and bacon to supposedly save the world. Here's what most of us feel like just trying to live our lives while Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum keep getting in our collective faces. Moving on, apparently you lose 12 minutes of your life every time you drink Coke, according to a study. If true, then Warren Buffett buying a massive stake in Coca-Cola probably makes him one of the most prolific time thieves in history. If Bill Gates wanted to end people sooner instead of vaccines, he should have just invested in Coke and promoted it everywhere. Since everyone knows that Coke is bad, it looks like the solution is pretty simple. Number 15, take a look at these organic burial pods that'll turn your body into a tree after you die. Now you can literally turn yourself into a pod person. But I think that people are too obsessed with death, and they aren't putting enough effort into their day-to-day living. Also, in the immortal yet revised words of Biff Tannen, make like a tree and leave. Environmentalist vegans are probably going to pay more for this than a casket. Optnex's guy says that everything changed with his girlfriend getting pregnant, including his name, address, and phone number. I guess she must be expecting a Hafrican or something. And legend has it he's still out there wandering the wasteland looking for milk. He just knows she's going to freak out and try and trap some simp with the kid, and he's going to think that it's his. Women do that all the time. Either that or get an abortion if all else fails. Number 17, here's a shirt that says feminist on it. What a weird way to spell fat and single. Looks like the person making this also forgot ugly as well. If you're looking for one of these shirts, just remember, they don't make them in a size smaller than extra extra large. That's their version of small. Is that a box of assorted chocolates next to them? So that the person wearing the shirt can add their very own chocolate stains in addition to the sweat stains. Moving on, the welfare state begins with good intentions, with a whole bunch of young people helping a few old people live out their lives in dignity. Then it evolves into handouts for third worlders and a lopsided population pyramid until the whole thing comes crashing down. Eventually, the young people stop pulling the card and stay home, play video games, until it all comes down. Whoever made this forgot to put some obese women in that cart. Number 19, what the hell is going on with Anne Hathaway? She doesn't appear to be aging at all. She's most likely going to be the Marissa Tomei of her generation. It's called having good genes and even greater plastic surgeons and trainers. Also, you'll never catch her with a tan. White women age horribly if their skin is exposed to the sun. Also, in case you didn't notice, she's got them vampire teeth in 2050. I wonder what those are all about. Up next, here's the feminist Vogue writer that had an issue with Brigitte Bardot. Her shirt looks like 70s wall art, and her bottom looks like a parachute pants. Why are fat, ugly women so bitter about the attention that thin, attractive women get? It's going to be great seeing an end to this once Ozempic is everywhere. To think that the end of feminism might happen because someone creates a weight loss drug is kind of wild. Number 21, I like Pierre Poilievre, and I hope he becomes the next Prime Minister of Canada. But when he says things like wanting to put people back in charge of their own lives and wanting to give people power, this is a tough sell for women. He wants to give them accountability, which they don't want. And that's going to discourage them from voting for him. And since women make up the majority of the voter base, that means odds are he's going to lose. He needs to promise to give them welfare goodies if he wins, and then actually not give them when he wins. Moving on, this house was built 100 years ago in Canada and it's still standing. But what do you think is going to happen to today's cheaply built cookie-cutter particle board houses? They certainly won't be standing in another century. That's why when I buy a house, it's going to be one of these in Kingsway in Toronto. That's two-door revival. These have been standing for over 100 years and they suit me. It's also cheaper to rent this house and invest my money instead. Number 23, astronaut Amanda Nguyen says that she's depressed from the backlash against the all-female Blue Origin flight. She was using a publicity stunt to get women to pay for suborbital flights. It's not even space. It's just over the edge of space. It's 10 to 15 minutes and costs the same as buying a small house. I'm looking forward to watching the next actual NASA DEI spaceflight, Artemis II, with the first woman and person of color to orbit the moon. One small step for white privilege. Up next, remember guys, careful if you go out there and drink at a party. You could take the woman on the far right home and wake up next to the one on the far left. Not only is alcohol liquid courage and eliminates your inhibitions, but it also gives you beer goggles. The first time I got drunk, I tried to kiss a hideous lesbian. So I completely understand this. It was like I lost complete control over my body. Like I was possessed by a demon that looked like the woman on that left. Number 25 on the last one, this 22-year-old guy in Wisconsin couldn't afford his asthma inhaler anymore. Because the price went from $66 to $539 overnight. Instead, he chose to pay his rent and 5 days later, he was dead. Now do you guys understand why this guy did what he did to that healthcare CEO? In many cases, it's just cheaper to fly to a foreign country and buy your medication there instead of paying for it out of pocket in the United States. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.